This is the Building for Digital Equity podcast, where you will hear from those working on the front lines to expand internet access, address affordability, and help provide the digital skills and devices necessary to participate in the digital world. This show comes to you from the Community Broadband Networks team at the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. Here, you will find short interviews with digital inclusion practitioners from across the nation, highlighting the work and inspirational stories to ensure everyone has access to high-speed internet. Now, let's see who we have today.
I'm here with Abe Kamez with Hoopa Valley, or Acorn Wireless within Hoopa Valley. Yeah. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Also under the Public Utilities District for the Hoopa Valley Tribe.
So right. Under the indomitable Linnea Jackson.
Yes, of course.
And under the domitable, dominable, I don't know how to say that word, Spaggy.
Yeah. Everybody calls him Spaggy. I know him as Matt. But it's...
Right. Matthew Douglas. So we've talked before about the work that you're doing as a digital navigator within Hoopa Valley. You've done great work signing people up for ACP. Mm-hmm. I think Hoopa Valley, Hoopa Valley's Acorn Wireless ISP, has really been a great service. I wanted to ask you, as we're sitting here in February, anticipating the end of the ACP, what does that mean for people that you've been working with on the reservation and near the reservation?
It means the loss of connectivity, basically. Our customer base, close to 200 customers, as we're building up our infrastructure, nearly 40% of that is ACP clients. I think I'm right about 80 people now that I've been able to qualify and transfer their benefit over for that ACP credit, and that they're going to be losing that potentially. And we, along following the guidelines of the FCC, sent out our first notices, and we gave them options. Are you going to opt in? You're going to opt out? And I've had more people come and talk to me. They don't know, because it's, do I go to the $40 package or do I stick with the $75 package? Because that's the two residential packages that we offer. And they haven't been able to make that decision yet. They now have to budget that loss of that $75 or that $40 that they've been able to utilize going towards groceries, gas, electricity. Most of the people I've talked to have said that they're just not going to be able to swing it.
And for people who aren't familiar, many but not all of the people we're talking about qualify for the $75 a month benefit because they live on the reservation. Qualifying tribal lands. Thank you for correcting me on that. And also, some people who live on qualifying tribal lands have been denied the $75, and they have the lower benefit that is available to other people because of policy imperfections.
That's not an issue that I've ran into, though.
Oh, okay.
100% of the clientele that I've helped qualify, because of the Hoopa Indian Reservation is considered qualifying tribal lands. I mean, it is considered a checkerboard reservation because there's different types of property that people can own and live on.
Mm-hmm.
I've not ran into that issue. I do know that other tribal ISPs have ran into that issue. So thankfully, I haven't ran into that issue. I've been able to qualify everybody for that $75 credit.
So I'm curious if you can share any stories about any people that have been able to get the internet access because of the Affordable Connectivity Program benefit and kind of how that made a difference in their lives.
There's actually one success story that I'm going to be sharing on this panel that I'm speaking on Thursday. Here at the Net Inclusion Conference, the lady moved back from Chico. She's a Hoopa tribal member. She moved to Chico, raised three kids, lived in a municipal area. She had access to reliable, cheaper internet. So when she moved back to the Hoopa Valley rural, not access to reliable internet, qualified her ACP, got her signed up for Acorn Wireless, and she was able to start a business from home. She's on a fixed income, and she's able to supplement that by using the internet with the $75 credit that we're able to get her and sell her jewelry online through the internet.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, and we'll actually be doing a giveaway with some of her jewelry at our panel on Thursday.
Maybe we should auction it.
I've kind of coached her a little bit on how to operate that. I'm like, update.
An online sales platform?
Yeah. And I said, once I hand these cards out, because it's her Instagram,
mm-hmm.
people are going to be looking at it right away, and she's got some really beautiful jewelry.
Right, I think people were checking that out while we were at the Hoopa Valley Tribal Broadband Bootcamp,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, that was great stuff.
So that's one of the things that I could see as, you know, people being having access that person was able to start her own online business. Other people have been able to get out from underneath bills. Myself, I'm not an ACP client, but having an affordable, reliable internet, as we beef up our wireless internet, I cut the cord with my satellite TV, and now I've got clients that I'm working with ACP, and I've kind of coached them. I'm like, okay, well, they asked me, well, how do you have it set up at home? And I'm like, well, my home internet has a high-def TV with this router and a Roku, and I do this and I do that. I stream, and I'm $150 ahead. So I've got several clients that are waiting to be installed so that I can help them set the TV up, mm-hmm. set their Roku, cut that cord, save money, get ahead. So it's just, there's different kind of examples that I can use in that, but that's, like I said, I got multiple people waiting to do that.
Right. I know that you don't run the office, but it's a small office. Mm-hmm. Do you have a sense of how the loss of the ACP revenue will affect Acorn Wireless?
That's really hard to gauge. Right now it's, you know, we're, the main focus is on this fiber build that we're going to be working on. And that's, you know, grant funded, grant driven. So once we get that done, then it's going to be that fiber to 1,000 plus homes. So we're going to go from a client base of 200, maybe a little bit over, to over 1,000. So there's really been no talk for, you know, to say about like that revenue loss, because we're not, our numbers aren't self-sustaining yet. Mm-hmm. It's going to suck because we're going to, you know, I have a feeling we're probably going to lose of that 80 people that I have that are my active client list. I would imagine we're probably going to lose probably close to 50% of those folks.
That seems to be a common assumption. And among the 50%, some of them might be, you know, 2 months off, 1 month, 2 months on, I'm guessing that sort of a thing as they figure it out.
And a couple have actually, they've opted in to stay at the package that they're at, but if they have that option to go down to the 40, or they're going to go down to the $40 package, and if it's not enough to support their usage, they'll bump up to the 75. Mm-hmm. So, and I'll be curious to see how that pans out. I mean, fingers crossed. Very optimistic hearing the FCC chairman talk about that during that hearing earlier. So we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, we're at Net Inclusion, and Jessica Rosenworcel did an interview with Angela Seifer up on stage. I'll just say that I didn't receive it quite as positively as you do. Like, I put a lot of responsibility on the chairwoman for not having developed a sustainable strategy to avoid us from getting here. But a lot of the people I talked to did really appreciate her comments, and I want to honor that.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at, too. I appreciate her comments, and I told her that. I was able to speak with her for a minute out here in the hallway, and I, you know, told her who I was, where I came from, who I, you know, what I represented. And I represent every one of my ACP clients when I talk with her, you know, and it is kind of personal for me, because I've had, when I've been able to qualify somebody and they realize that, wait, I get this free. Mm-hmm. And then recently with funding through NDIA, I was able to get purchased devices, and all my ACP clients now have new Samsung tablets that, what? I got this for free. And I'm like, and it comes with device support. Let me know. I'll help you. The look on their face then, and the people are just like, wow, I'm going to lose that. And that kind of sucks. And I'm like, ugh. But, you know, I am kind of an optimist in a sense. So
it does. And it sounds to me like you're not having the same situation we've seen in some places, where there is a sense that some of the people that have signed people up for ACP are fearing that the people who signed up will be mad at them, because the benefit is going away, and they'll be frustrated, and a little bit of the blame will come back on the ACP expert like you, the digital navigator that helped them. You're not experiencing that at all, it seems like.
I've had a couple.
Okay.
But I tell them, because it was almost a rehearsed speech that I have for everybody that I've ever signed up. This is a program that's funded through the federal government. It may end. If it does, these are the options, and I will let you know several months ahead, which I have following the wind down order that we've gotten through the FCC. Mm-hmm. So because I work for an internet service provider that, you know, has that, we have that obligation to let them know. So I sent out the first notice. And so that of the 80 people, I've had a couple of people like, but you told me and you said this and that. And I said, but I also said this. So sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of my hands.
Right. And that's just something you got to deal with. If you're going to try to help people out, you're going to be dealing with different people or in different positions. They're not all going to hear what you say. Yeah. So you got to deal with that.
And sometimes people only hear what they want to hear. And
Or remember what they want to remember.
Yeah. That's a guy thing.
I think my
too.
Wife has credibly told me that I have that problem from time to time.
It is a guy thing.
Well, thank you, Abe. It's great to catch up with you.
No, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
We thank you for listening. You can find a bunch of our other podcasts, including Community Broadband Bits, at ilsr.org/podcast. And as we continue the Building for Digital Equity podcast, we'd like to ask you a favor. Please give us a rating wherever you found it, especially at Apple Podcasts. Share it with friends. You can even embed episodes on your own site. And let us know what you think. Write us at podcastscommunitynets.org. Finally, we'd like to thank JosephMCCA.com for the song On the Verge.